Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the mighty Metallica,
yeah, mighty.
Anyway, good morning, everybody. It's 6:21, it's Brock, it's Hunter. Happy Monday. That's what I think. All right, let's do sports. Hopefully Hunter doesn't let us down.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Ooh, I had a few Bud Light Seltzers this weekend. Delicious.
A few. Hot. More like 100.
100? Ooh, that might have been a little steep, but not far off. Not terribly far off.
Because I had 100, that's for sure.
On Sunday alone.
Yeah, there you go. Boom. Was throwing them back yesterday, that's for sure, man. Let's talk about a little football action, man. New York Giants releasing Pro Bowl kicker Aldrick Rosas. That's part of the problem is Aldrick has been charged with 3 misdemeanors from a hit-and-run crash. That'll do it back in June. But the Giants are planning on to have a cornerback, DeAndre Baker, training camp. Even though he was arrested on 4 accounts of armed robbery and 4 accounts of aggravated assault back in May. Jeez, dude. What is this, though? The longest yard? Is this what the team is becoming? You know? So we'll see some football action over there in New York. So there you go. Baseball, moving on. Giving Major League Baseball some credit. Here we go. They played games as they had planned, but definitely looked a bit weird. No fans in the stands. Even arguments between managers and umpires looked a bit off when the Pirates manager, Derek Shelton, objected to the home plate umpire, ejecting his player, Derek Holland. Shelton calmly put on a mask and went out to argue. The ump then calmly put his mask on and the two had their argument. Kind of weird stuff. Oh, I'm pissed. Hang on. Gotta go get my mask.
Takes a little bit out of it. Takes a little bit out of it in there.
Usually you get the short little coach screaming into the umpire's face, looking at him, spitting into his face, kind of. But now the mask kind of holds that back. You know? It's kind of hard to yell through your mask and take people seriously. So a little bit weird there over the weekend, man. But there was sports, so that's good.
Nice.
Really, that's what I got for you this morning, man.
It's good enough for me. Maybe they should get an ump. Everyone should get, like, 3 masks. Like, one where they're smiling, one where they're yelling, like, angrily, and then one where they're, like, indifferent or frowning or something like that. At least. Yeah. So if you're angry about a call, you can put on the yelling mask and then go out there, and then the ump knows you mean business.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's kind of like that one character, Night Before Christmas, where he just turns his head and he's got a frown, then he turns it again, he's happy.
Exactly. Exactly. Like Mr. Potato Head. It's been perfect.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm good. Is that it? Not all sports?
I just have an angry mask the whole time.
Just the whole time. Off. Right now, honestly, it's probably the only one that would come out. So, all right. Well, there you go. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock 107 WIRX.
Hey there, gang. It's Brock and Hunter, host of the Plan B Morning Show on WIRX. Boss Services. Be a boss.
Be a boss.
Why are they the boss of home services in Southwest Michigan? Well, probably because they offer more home services than any other company in the area. I'm talking heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, whole home generators, air purification, duct cleaning. Whew! I ran out of breath.
Oh, man. That's right, man. As an independent American standing heating and air conditioning dealer, Boss Services started out as just an HVAC company. But they have most definitely grown to be the place to call whenever you need something done in your home. Why call 3 or 4 different companies, huh? When you know you're just going to end up with Boss because they're the best.
You know, we've all
done it. Boss can take care of it all for you right there, man.
They can. You know, we've all done it and seen it on Facebook, asking friends for recommendations for a plumber. Like, hey, who do I go? Who do I use? Does anyone have any? Well, why not just listen to us and call Boss Services? It's that simple. That's who we use. It's who we trust. And there's just one place that has you covered, Boss Services. Don't wait till it's too late. Call them, 269-468-6682.
Or visit their website, thebossservices.com.
Everything that rocks.
Come on, all right, come on. Now I feel better. I feel better.
Oh, yeah. I'm sitting up now, boy. Here we go.
Ja Rule put me in a good mood.
So all my ladies have been giving it up.
Will am I? I don't know. What does he even say? We all my?
We all my. We all my what? We're all my.
Or is he saying, where are my? Where am I?
Well, I was always the worst with lyrics, especially with rap.
Yeah.
That early 2000s rap, man. Great beat. Love the beats, yeah. Man. But if you ask me to sing a song, yeah.
What did you say?
What? You said what?
I'm just going to yell, we all my during every song.
I can understand DJ Khaled.
Yeah.
Another one.
DJ Khaled.
I got that one.
Another one. Yeah.
But damn, you start putting in the mystical CDs, and I can't follow along.
I can't do it. I need one of those, like, you know, like they do with the kids where the little ball bounces with the words. That's what I need whenever I...
Yeah, little Trick Daddy. If you put Trick Daddy in, I kind of get those words mixed up sometimes. Trick lot of kids. You know that, right?
Trick lot of kids. Anyway, let's get to it. It's sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
We all my.
We all my.
Sports, as always, brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Enjoy a delicious Bud Light Seltzer today.
Speaking of sports and rapping, you know, Shaquille O'Neal was a rapper for a while.
One of the greatest albums ever was Shaquille O'Neal's rap album.
I dribbled on a court. I dunk on you. I have no idea. I think I've heard a few Shaq songs. I'm not. He might be good. I have no idea.
No, he's not. We are being facetious. He is terrible. He is not a rapper.
Stick to basketball.
The only thing better than his rapping is his acting, if that tells you anything.
What's better, his free throws or his rapping?
I'm going to say his rapping. I'm gonna go with rapping on that one.
I think he was a DJ, too. He's like Diesel, DJ Diesel or something. Shaq Diesel, that's what it was. All right, let's do it, man. Football, the New York Giants releasing Pro Bowl kicker Aldrick Bosas. Sorry, man, you're out of here. Part of the problem is that Aldrick has been charged with three misdemeanors from a hit-and-run crash back in June. Yeah, that'll do it. But the Giants are planning to have cornerback DeAndre Baker in training camp, even though DeAndre was arrested on 4 accounts of armed robbery and 4 accounts of aggravated assault back in May. Good God.
Calm down.
Dude, you know, you think Beckham would leave the Giants and then things would clean up a little bit there, but no, they're it's getting worse, dude.
It is.
It's getting worse.
It is getting worse. It is getting worse.
So, maybe put your Giants player in a quarantine bubble like they're doing in the NBA over there.
That might be smart. Harness, man. That might be smart.
Moving on to baseball, man. Give Major League Baseball some credit, would you? They played some games as they had planned, but definitely looked a little weird. No fans in the stands, obviously. Even arguments between managers and umpires looked a little bit off. When Pirates manager Derek Shelton objected to the home plate umpire ejecting his player, Derek Holland. Sheldon calmly put on a mask. Hang on, I'm pissed, but hang on. Put that mask on. Put the mask on. Then he went out to argue. The ump then calmly put on his mask. Hang on. I'm put my mask on. Put his mask on. Hang on. Gotta get going. All right. What do you got? Then they started arguing. So it was kind of weird. It's just, you know, it's, you don't expect, it's kind of like, I've said this a few times to people over the weekend, like going to the gas station, filling up gas and you go in to pay, like I'll get to the door, right to the door. I'm like, oh yeah, damn it. Go back to the car and put the mask on.
Yep.
Could you just see like two coaches meet in center field and they get like 5 feet apart? Hang on. Go back. Put the mask on.
Give me one right, second. Hold on. Yeah.
Then you get back in the middle. What? Take your mask off. I can't hear you. It's kind of weird, man. So there's some weird things going on with it.
Are they still allowed to kick dirt at each other? That was always my favorite thing. When you see that little manager out there just kicking dirt. Like, God, what are you talking about? What kind of call is that? And they're just kicking dirt. That's great.
He's always like 3'9", yes. And he's pulling the bases up out, but he's kind of short and not that strong. Finally yanks it out and throws it. Dude, I love baseball in that way. I love how angry they get.
Yeah, it's delightful. It's delightful.
So there you go. There's your mask-wearing sports this morning. At least we have some sports. Huh?
Yeah, good enough. Better than nothing. All right, that's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.